Good morning. 7:08 a.m. on Saturday, September the 21st, 2024. Here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, hello. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been like a week since I talked to you. And that was decidedly unsatisfactory audio. I apologize for that. I was trying to find some way to continue without having to just cut it off entirely, but yeah, that wasn't working. Ah, phew. And what are the wind? It is a very windy morning. It's 60 degrees, blue sky, blue. Fall, however, is in the air. The autumn breezes blow. And yeah, it's a cold wind, holy cow. If I sound a little breathless, it's because I was walking really fast, trying to build up some body heat inside. I'm wearing two fleeces and a polo shirt, and it was nippy. It's still nippy when the wind cuts through. I should have worn the wind shell. It serves as a very adequate, more than adequate windbreak, so helps to keep warmth trapped inside and wind trapped out. So anyway, yeah, I got out at just a few minutes past dawn this morning, trying to get the day underway. It's been a rather scattered morning, 4:20 something, 4:28 this morning I was up, and now 4:35 o'clock time zone seems to be pretty much my sweet spot in terms of waking. I love the morning. I love the quiet. The dark. It's very peaceful. It was scattered this morning. My brain is not firing on all of its cylinders today. Or if it is, the valves are gunked up, I'm sure. I'm not sure what's going on. And my friend with the Scotty dog, she's wearing her puffy parka. I would have probably should have worn mine. You picked a good morning for the parka. Have a good day. So yeah, a little sluggish this morning. Some mornings lately I've been getting up with an unusual level of clarity. It's been marvelous. It's probably more healthy than I have been in a while. So, what have I been up to? Well, let's see. Working backwards, I got the plates for the Kia yesterday. I've got to get them on there. The temporary is good until October. But October is only a few weeks away. It's only a few days away. This is the 21st of September. So, what is that, 10 days? Yeah, I probably better get those plates on. Navigating the morass of Weld County Court. Now, Weld County recorder. And their motor vehicle division turned out to be relatively painless. I made an appointment. I showed up for my appointment. They called me on my appointed time. It took about 10 minutes to work through the paperwork. Mostly there on their part, I sort of sat and waited while they collected and collated all the appropriate numbers and information and then gave me my plates and I walked away and drove home. So, Weld County Clerk and Registrar, that's it. That was yesterday. The day before, I baked bread. I'm still baking bread every few days. I'm pretty sure it was Thursday. Might have been Wednesday. Anyway, I was down on bread. I was down to like the last little stingy bit at the end of the loaf, and I needed more bread, so I just started a belt loaf in the morning, started a batch, and cooked them in the afternoon. And it's cool enough now. It was in the 80s, but it wasn't like 89. It was more like 82. Not terrible. So I'm back to baking bread during the day and not messing around with the fridge, which is good because right now my refrigerator is full of leftovers. We go through these periods where if I'm not careful, I wind up with little sandwich boxes filled with scrids and scraps of meals that I have neglected to mark the date on, so I have no idea how long they've been in there. It's time for a purge. And perhaps I'll get to that today. Get all the little containers stuffed in the dishwasher and we can run that. Get it taken care of. But I found the glass for the van. Catching up for those who might have missed it. The driver's side quarter panel glass in my Dodge van shattered, scattering little scrids of black glass everywhere. It was partly from the heat, partly from the long-term tension that it was in, and we hit it just right, and bang, went. Oh, what a mess. And so I've been struggling for a couple of weeks now, trying to figure out how to get that glass replaced, and failing that, whether or not we're just going to go ahead and bite the bullet and replace the van too. I'd really prefer not to replace two vehicles in the same quarter, but it was a possibility. However, Evan wised me up to eBay. I found the glass I need in a salvage yard in California because none of the aftermarket places have 30-year-old van parts anymore. That wind is brisk. It's funneling right down the street. Luckily, it's at my back. If it was in my face, it would be pretty ugly. Coming down from the north. So the glass arrived, and I was like, oh, Jesus, okay, they're going to ship the glass. The glass came FedEx, bubble wrapped inside a cardboard sheath, and it looks fine. It's nowhere near as heavy or awkward as I thought it was going to be. I need to arrange for one of the glass companies. I'll probably go back to Safe Flight, even though I'm a little pissed at them. And have them install it for me, because I have no idea how to do this. And then the van will be put back together again, more or less, as more or less as it under was before the glass broke. I'm loath to trade it because A, the insurance on it is dirt cheap. B, it's other than the air conditioning, there's nothing actually wrong with it. And the air conditioning, I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. It just needs to be recharged next spring. Because normally it works pretty good. Something I could not say for the Taurus, which worked really well for the first couple of years, but then started failing more often. The AC, the Taurus was pretty reliable. The AC, not so much. But it's getting to the point where getting parts, if something breaks on the van, getting a part for it, you know, having to go to eBay and try to track a part down. Luckily, this was just a window. I wonder what would happen if it were like a transmission or something actually contributing to the operability of the vehicle itself, and I'd be, as they say, S-O-O-L. So we probably should trade it anyway. Bite the bullet. Maybe drive it through the winter. I hate to do. Come on, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I hate to drive it through the winter just because it doesn't like, the transmission does not like cold weather. Probably needs a flush or something, but. Anyway, cars are coming back together. The details are coming in. The Kia dealer was supposed to do the recall work on it last Thursday. Called me on Wednesday morning. Parts are on hold. They can't get them. The Kia corporate is holding them and won't release them, and God knows what else. But I like the car. I've finally gotten used to it. A little bit. It does feel a little bit like driving a computer, but if I ignore all of the dials and gauges and knobs and whistles and bells, I can just, like, not worry about it. Just drive it. Drives like a car. Go figure. Plan X4 Foundations. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I've played a lot of hours. And I've reached that stage where things are rapidly getting out of control, or stuff is happening all over my map, and getting to it is sometimes problematic. Getting to it in time is particularly problematic. I have not yet developed my trade the way I want it. But it's coming. It's coming along. It's coming along. I can't complain too much. It's a work in progress. There's not a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of YouTube videos and how-tos and stuff, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, how is this particular iteration going? Sometimes the NPCs act one way, sometimes they act another. I'm not sure that the map is always the same from playthrough to playthrough. Some of the key pieces seem to be there all the time, but I don't know. I haven't watched that many of the YouTube videos, just enough to try to figure out how the various mechanics work. Something I'm still struggling with. It's still a lot of fun. It's my go-to these days. It's what I had hoped to do with Eve, and because I can have pilots who handle the ships and fly the ships around and handle the trades. I can have more of them out there doing it. And so I'm at the early stages of the game. I'm pulling down. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pulling down about, I don't know, 100,000 credits a minute. And I've amassed a decent level of cash. It makes me think I probably need to invest more of it, some of it. In either bigger ships, faster ships, more ships. The medium ships seem to do really well. The large ships I haven't even played yet. Small ships are really small. And I can't quite figure out how the auto trading works. There's a guy pumping along on his bicycle, grinning like a fool. I'm flying freighters around empty one way, so they're deadheading. And I could have sworn there was a way, and there probably is, I just haven't discovered it yet. For them to unload a cargo, load up a cargo. Dog. Let them off the leash and then they run around the neighborhood. What do you expect? That shrieking noise was a lady yelling at her dog, I know. She was very unhappy with the dog. Hubby is trying to keep things calm. So yeah, X4 Foundation's a lot of fun. It was on a Space Days sale. I got it for like half off. I didn't buy any of the DLCs. I'm just playing it straight vanilla. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. What am I reading? Sarah Painter. Oh my God, Sarah Painter. I read her earlier in the year, Crow Investigations. Interesting characters, interesting magic scheme, interesting everything. Great writing, great characterizations. Great setting. Here comes that same guy back again, paddling to beat hell. I don't blame him, it's cold out. I imagine it's really cold on that bicycle. What the hell is it? Seeking Humanity, maybe? Anyway, I'm reading The Island God right now. First book is The Ward Witch. I was a little put off by the cover, but I picked it up and started reading. And the next thing I know, I'm halfway through the book. I haven't done anything else. Yeah, it was really good. And The Island God is the third, perhaps, final book in the series, which would be too bad. But time for me to move on, find something new to read. And yeah, we won't talk about writing because I'm writing. Which is kind of cool. And I'm putting in the time anyway, and I'm not getting the kind of throughput that I've historically been able to carry. But But I'm also not doing things like word sprinting and tracking words, and you know, it's like wrapping myself in the game environment of trying to write words, kill monsters, and make points, influence people. But I'm writing again, and I like what's going on the page. I said that before, I like, most of the times, I like what's going on the page. It's only later when I've got enough on the page that I go, no. But so far, this is going pretty good. I don't have a lot of preconceived notions. I have a couple plot points I think are going to be important, but I'm not necessarily married to them. They're not the exact same plot points that I had before. They sort of have the same shape, but not the same, maybe not the same intent, maybe not the same color. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it because it just gets, I get to thinking about it too much, and I want to follow Bradbury's advice because I think it's good. Don't think. So if I'm going to talk about it, I have to think about it, and I don't want to think about it, so I'm probably not going to talk about it. Bunny knows. Anyway, look at me. I made it. I'm back. I didn't freeze to death. I didn't fall down. I'm under 22 minutes. Hot spit. But that also means that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.